Hi, and welcome to the Thoracic Oncology Group of Australasia podcast series. TOGA is the leading thoracic cancer trials group in Australia and New Zealand, a multidisciplinary and patient-centric group of leading clinicians, nurses, allied health professionals, researchers, and patient advocates within the community that conducts high-quality, clinically relevant research in order to improve outcomes for patients with thoracic cancers. I'm Anna Nowak, and I'm the director of the National Centre for Asbestos-Related Diseases in Australia. I'm a medical oncologist, a tumour immunology researcher, and a clinical trialist, dealing predominantly with mesothelioma and seeing patients with this disease every week. Mesothelioma is a form of cancer that most often affects the thin linings of the organs of the chest, the pleura, and the abdomen, the peritoneum. Mesothelioma is closely linked with asbestos exposure, either at work or among family members of workers and people living in neighbourhoods near asbestos factories and mines. The risk is lifelong. TOGA is working to positively change the outcomes for patients with mesothelioma through an innovative clinical trials program and by providing medical education and awareness. In this podcast, Dr. Stephen Cow, medical oncologist from the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse, and I will be discussing emerging treatments for mesothelioma patients and the DREAMER trial. Hi, Stephen. Can you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
G'day, Anna. Hi, everybody. My name is Stephen Cow. I'm one of the medical oncologists at Chris O'Brien Lifehouse, a cancer centre here in Sydney. I also do some translational research at the Asbestos Diseases Research Institute here in Sydney. And it's good to see you, Anna. I hope everything is okay over there on the other side of the country.
Well, we are temporarily in COVID lockdown, but never mind. That means we get to do the podcast from home. So, Stephen, I'm wondering if we could kick things off by having you tell us a little bit about the highlights of World Lung Cancer, which was held last weekend, around what the new information was about mesothelioma.
Yes. So I guess at the World Lung this year, over the weekend, we all heard about this phase three study called the CONFIRM trial presented at the Presidential Symposium at World Lung this year. Essentially, that was a study led by Ding Fennell, which recruited around 332 patients with unresectable mesothelioma in the second line setting, whereby people progressed from the first line chemotherapy. It was a 2-to-1 randomization to either nivolumab or placebo. What they found is that while the overall survival was slightly immature, it did show a significantly longer survival in patients treated with nivolumab, with a median survival around 9.2 months in the nivolumab arm versus 6.6 months in the placebo arm. And that was clinically statistically significant. So I think, again, that was probably the most important study that was reported at the World Lung this year. And I think it really just highlights the possibility that immunotherapy can help our patient and that there is definitely some activity in this traditionally being a very difficult to treat disease.
So really great results, and we've been waiting for this trial for quite some time. What do you think this means in practical terms for Australian people with mesothelioma?
As we all know, immunotherapy, none of the immunotherapy that's commercially available is reimbursed in Australia at the moment. But we also know the other study, the pembrolizumab study, which compared not to placebo, but to traditionally what we would use as second-line chemotherapy, and that was you know, the overall survival was similar. And I guess for us, you know, it's difficult to access immunotherapy, and therefore, you know, I think looking at optimal use of it in the first line setting, or trying to find predictive biomarker that can help us select patients, are still important. And I suspect personally that the future for immunotherapy is going to lie in the first line setting, trying to figure out how we can give immunotherapy in the best way possible.
That's a good point, and it probably segues into the next topic we were thinking of discussing.
Yeah, and I thought that nobody is greater than you to talk about the DREAM trial that you led, which gave some promising result, as well as the DREAMer study that's newly launched. And so I thought, Anna, you could enlighten us with those results and what exciting times ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. Well, look, the DREAM trial, durvalumab and chemotherapy in patients with malignant mesothelioma, was an Australian-led trial run by the precursor of TOGA, the ALTG. And we recruited 54 patients, and everybody received chemotherapy plus durvalumab immunotherapy, with six cycles of chemotherapy and immunotherapy together, and then on to a total of 1 year of immunotherapy after that. So the results of the DREAM study in 54 patients were really exciting. The trial did meet its primary endpoint, with 57% of our patients alive and free of progression at 6 months. And 48% of patients had a confirmed objective tumour response. The overall survival for this study was 18.4 months, and 65% of patients were still alive at 12 months. So we were certainly very pleased with these results, and felt that they supported carrying on to further studying this combination. And in fact, around a year later, results came out from the PRIO-505 clinical trial, which was run by the PRECOG group in the US, showing actually a slightly better median overall survival and higher response rate than in the DREAM trial itself. So together, these results are actually really exciting for the future of chemoimmunotherapy in people with mesothelioma.
And Anna, what about the DREAMer study that's about to be launched in Australia? Can you tell us about that?
Well, funny you should mention that, Stephen. Actually, the DREAMer trial had its first site open yesterday.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, and I'm really delighted that it is our site. It's a Charles Gairdner Hospital. So this trial has been a huge endeavour for a lot of people, not only the investigators and the staff from TOGA, but also staff from the NHMRC Clinical Trials Centre and the PRECOG in the US. So what this trial looks like is that it's going to recruit 480 people with mesothelioma who have never had any treatment for the disease before. They all have to have had a biopsy. And like with the DREAM trial, they'll be treated with up to six cycles of chemoimmunotherapy with cisplatin and pemetrexed and durvalumab. After those six cycles, people will carry on receiving durvalumab every 4 weeks on its own until either the disease progresses, side effects, or the patient wishes to withdraw. So we haven't, on this occasion, kept the treatment duration at 1 year. So it's a trial that we're really hoping to enroll patients on very quickly. Sorry, I didn't mention that it was randomised, of course, against chemotherapy alone. And the randomisation is a 2-to-1 randomisation. So So twice as many people will be enrolled in the chemo immunotherapy arm as the cisplatin and pemetrexed arm.
And remind me, Anna, is it a blinded study or we would know what randomization patients got in?
No, it's not a blinded study, and that's because the primary endpoint is overall survival. So that's obviously an endpoint that is as free of bias as any endpoint we can have in oncology trials. We are, of course, looking at progression-free survival and looking at objective response rates as well, but overall survival is the primary endpoint of the trial. And I think it's probably fair enough to do that also because having placebo infusions every 4 weeks for a long duration is perhaps not the best use of patient time in this situation where we can safely avoid that from a scientific point of view.
Yeah, very exciting time ahead. Is there anything else that we should know about the study, where people can get enrolled? I assume that it's going to be national in most capital cities, that patients will be able to potentially be considered for this trial.
Yeah, we have more than 20 sites around Australia that will be opening, and over 30 sites in the US as well that will be recruiting patients to the study. So in most capital cities of Australia and any large regional oncology centres, people will be able to enrol in the DREAMER trial. I also want to mention that we're doing quite a lot of translational science. So we will be collecting tumour specimens on everybody who participates. These could be the original diagnostic specimens, but they do need to be a biopsy. And we'll be collecting some blood from the first three cycles of treatment. And there's quite an extensive translational program planned, and that is very much in close collaboration with PRECOG and particularly the tumour immunology team at Johns Hopkins. So really hoping that not only can we demonstrate how this combination behaves in people with mesothelioma, but also if we see positive results, we hope to be able to understand a little bit better how we can predict positive results in individuals.
Excellent. I guess we have to talk about CheckMate 743 at this podcast as well, given that it's really one of the most recent positive study for a long time for mesothelioma. I guess that study probably is somewhat relevant for what we're talking about, and you know, it was published last year. And I know that Anna, you were involved quite extensively in that study, and it's quite a big study, isn't it? It's about just over 600 people, including all subtypes of mesothelioma, and patients were randomized to combination immunotherapy with 2 weekly nivolumab and 6 weekly ipilimumab versus the standard of care chemotherapy. And in that study, I guess the overall population, the survival favored ipilimumab and nivolumab compared to chemotherapy with a roughly a 4 month survival gain from 14.1 months to 18.1 months, and that was statistically significant. But I guess the most important part of that study is that there was quite a differential efficacy depending on the subtypes. And we know from that study, looking at the results, the non-epithelioid subtype, namely people with biphasics and a sarcomatoid subtype, the result seems quite remarkable with a survival, median survival of 18 months for immunotherapy treated patients versus 9 months, which is what we would expect for that group of people. Whereas for the epithelioid mesothelioma, which we know comprise roughly about 80% of our meso patients, the efficacy was not as dramatic. And if we look at that subgroup, you know, the curve didn't really separate out that much, probably by median 2 months at most in that study. So I found that study really, really quite interesting. And obviously we don't have access to that from PBS at the moment in Australia. And I was wondering what you thought, Anna, to put that into context for us. And I guess a lot of the investigators and oncologists will be thinking about how we fit that in with the DREAMER study.
Yes, absolutely, Stephen. That's a really important point. And at the moment, the DREAMER study is an opportunity for people to have access to immunotherapy when that may not be able to be obtained any other way. In the epithelioid patients, the hazard ratio was 0.93 for nivolumab and ipilimumab versus chemotherapy. And the confidence intervals crossed one, so we really have no strong evidence that it is an effective combination in people with epithelioid mesothelioma. So certainly all of the DREAMER study investigators have been really confident that it is still very reasonable to enroll people to a trial in which cisplatin and pemetrexed is the control arm. And I think if we stopped here and said, well, immunotherapy with nivolumab and ipilimumab is what we should be using in mesothelioma, we'd really be doing a disservice to our patients with epithelioid mesothelioma. We absolutely need to work harder to do better for that subgroup. So I'm wondering if there are any other final points that you want to make as well, Stephen, about the future of mesothelioma treatment.
Yeah, I'm just excited that we are making small but steady progress into the treatment of our patients. And I'm glad to hear that there's going to be a translational program as part of the DREAMER, because as I said before, I think trying to figure out who those immunotherapy is going to help the most is very important. So I think that's all very good.
Okay, well, I think that brings us to the wrap up of today's podcast. So thank you so much for that conversation today, Stephen. It's been great to talk to you about mesothelioma clinical trials.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Anna.